I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Violence between Sunni and Shia Muslims in Iraq rose in the days following Saddam Hussein's execution. Open Doors USA's Carl Mueller says there's but a remnant of the church left, but it's making an impact. Open Doors workers are changing the face of the book market throughout the country, especially among the children.
The children are the most impacted by these Bibles because they've never had a children's Bible. Most of them have never, ever had a book that had pictures along with the stories. And working with an Arab publisher, we've been able to produce a Bible that is absolutely beautiful, and these kids just light up on it.
Next, 2007 is kicking off with a bang for evangelism. First, it was InterVarsity's Urbana 06. Now, this week, it's Passion 07 being held in Atlanta, Georgia. Over 21,000 students from 32 countries are gathered to renew their vision and dedication to discipleship and ministry. Passion 07 runs through tomorrow. And the beginning of this new year also brings with it a worldwide initiative that has organizers hoping it'll become a movement. Sammy Tippett Ministries has been burdened for those families with unsaved loved ones and has produced material that focuses specifically on prayer. He says there's a lot of hurting people with burden for family members. A new website will offer material on how to pray effectively.
There you'll find the various materials. We have a book, a workbook. We have a DVD for small groups, for Bible studies and churches and so forth, but we also have a 40-day prayer calendar.
You can receive more information by going to prayingforyourfamily.com. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power that will allow you to pray more effectively, especially for persecuted believers. That's Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.